This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Here's a shocking statistic. Of the millions of premature babies born each year around the world, an estimated 450 die each hour. Why? Many just can't stay warm enough. One area where this problem is particularly rampant is in rural India. Electricity is scarce and hospital bills are too expensive for residents. But there are two low-tech innovations that are making a big difference there. Shilpa Kanan is a business correspondent for the BBC in Delhi. Hi, Shilpa.
Hi there.
So tell me a little bit more about these two things that we're talking about that have been recently developed there. One is a very inexpensive sleeping bag, and another is an incubator. What are these two pieces of technology and what do they do?
One is from the GE healthcare company. They have an incubator called the Lullaby Baby Warmer. This is basically a stripped-down version of a regular incubator. So many state-run hospitals, which can't really afford expensive machinery, can still buy this, and it's saving a lot of newborn lives. But the other one, which works in rural areas, is called the Embrace. It's like a sleeping bag with an insert which maintains the desired temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. So even if you warm it up with electricity for 30 minutes, it's good enough to work for at least half the day. It's very popular in rural areas because it can save lives.
Why do you think India as a country seems to be a place that's good for innovation or certain kinds of innovation? Tell me more about that.
A lot of innovation comes about when circumstances kind of force you to innovate, really. So people here call it frugal innovation, innovation that comes out of, you know, basically because the resources are limited, you can't really afford to have an expensive piece of machinery. So put together what you've got and make it work.
Now, there's another word, right, that sort of is used for this other than frugal?
Absolutely. It's locally called jugaad. Jugaad basically means you just come up with something because you're forced to. So whether it's, for example, Coca-Cola has deployed these coolers in certain parts of the country where there's no electricity. So they have a solar fitted power source on top. So they've put a little mobile charger in the cooler. So it's an incentive for a rural woman to become a Coca-Cola franchisee because she gets a cooler. But through the mobile charger, she gets additional money. When people come to drink the soda, they pay her a rupee and charge their phones. So this is called jugaad. So basically, you just keep improvising on existing resources and existing material to make sure things happen.
Very interesting. Shilpa Kanan is the business correspondent for the BBC in Delhi. Shilpa, thank you very much.
Thank you.